The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome to a special episode of Empowering Excellence. In honor of October's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, I'm Jen Carney and I'm filling in for Art Sterrett, who's in Maui this week. I don't know about you, Frankie, but every time I listen to the news, I'm hearing things like phishing and spoofing, and now there's whaling and baiting. And they sound like something my brother, who's a huge fisherman, would be really into. I think it's more serious than just bringing home, you know, the catch of the day for dinner. How about you?
This will be our second episode on cybersecurity. The last go around, we talked a lot about what you can do as a good cyber user on how to protect yourself, assets, systems, things like that. We talked a lot about passwords, which, we work in the Department of Defense, Department of Navy, and I get so annoyed when I get those messages. It's been 30 days. You got to change your password.
I don't know if I have any more passwords in me.
You know, I've got some pretty good creative ones where it's like, I hate writing passwords. I'm excited for this episode because I think we're going to do a little bit more of a deep dive. Cybersecurity really is more than just change your password every 30 days. It's about making sure that we have good firewalls in place and building the layers so that if the first line of defense gets broken through, which generally you can bet is going to happen at one time or another, what do we do after that? So making sure that we have a plan in place or some mechanisms in place to make sure that we're able to mitigate any damage of any bad guys, bad actors getting into those systems. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into the work of Navy Cybersecurity Program Office, PMW 130, and what they do to defend Navy networks. Welcome to our guest, Jeff Sanders from PMW 130. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Thanks for coming in today. Excited for you to talk to us a little bit about what you do at PMW 130. Kind of to get things going, why don't you give us a little bit of your background and how you got started in this career journey of yours?
I'm a naval officer, did 20 years. While in the Navy, I finally ended up kind of the IT realm where it was my job to deliver communications and networks systems to the warfighter so that they could execute the mission. It was only later that I moved into the cybersecurity realm. In fact, back then, to me, it was all about delivering the performance, the capability, making sure that you could do something. Never did I think, or at least back then, what happens when the adversary decides they don't want us to have the ability to use these networks and communication systems. It's been about the last 20 years of my life working towards cybersecurity. I've been in this specific job for about 2.5 years and having a blast.
Awesome.
I just want you to know cybersecurity isn't all about the boring stuff, just putting a network and engineering it so it's secure. This is actually fighting war.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk about the wars across the world today, we're fighting it every day in the business that we have.
What makes working in Navy cybersecurity interesting? I think you just spoke about it right there.
I want to talk more.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay.
Well, we have tons of questions for you. Jen, do you have any questions that you want to ask him?
What drew you over into this specific cybersecurity? And it sounds like sometimes, too, it's the denial, right? So it's not just do we have access, but the denial of getting, you know, people coming in and denying us being able to access our own systems. And we've seen that in the news recently with Scripps Hospital, where people couldn't access their files and health records and everything like that. So how does the Navy play with that?
Oh, heck yeah.
We centrally manage all of the networks in the Navy and fight cybersecurity on an everyday basis.
Yep.
We look at billions of vulnerabilities and exploitations per day and react to these from one central location. If I'm going to tell my daughters, I think that that's a valuable opportunity, not only for the success of their lives or the person that's executing the job, it's also to ensure the success of our mission in our Navy.
Awesome.
The last piece, I think, that will complete the answer to your question is, we see this every day where people are losing money.
Yeah.
People are exploited in many ways.
Yes.
We in the Navy, we're protecting lives. We need to ensure that we're not going to lose an aircraft carrier or a destroyer because we had no ability to communicate with our superiors, communicate with our forces.
I would love to hear from you, the cybersecurity expert, if somebody came and asked you, what does PMW 130 do and why are they so important? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Our mission is to ensure confidentiality, integrity, and availability of our network traffic and our communications. We do that using four divisions within the Cybersecurity Program Office. The one that we start with, the confidentiality, we need to ensure that when we communicate in war, that our adversaries are not listening. And we do that through cryptology. Ensure these confidential communications. We build these systems with algorithms that are very difficult to break. And so we mix up the traffic enough to where nobody can understand it unless they have the key to open it. And so within our program office, we also deliver that key management system so that we can pass these keys around to who we want to receive the traffic. We also want to ensure that we trust the sender and the receiver, and we do that through a public key infrastructure. And that's just a single division just to handle the confidentiality. The integrity and availability, we do that through a network security division, as well as a cyber situational awareness and analytics division. All of this is sounding a little bit boring, but remember, the ultimate goal is to ensure that we can build a system that has security controls in place, that we then put a perimeter fence around that system so that people can't break in, and then finally ensure that we have those detectives that can look and watch for malicious activity on these networks. And so putting all those pieces together, done with four divisions within the Cybersecurity Program Office, everything that I'm talking about is defense only. I do not focus on offense. There are others in the Navy that do.
And are they at NAVWAR or are they in other...
We have a very small contingent of NAVWAR employees that support offensive cyber operations, but that is mainly handled at the NSA, as well as those at Fleet Cyber Command.
Okay.
And you partner with them, though, I'm sure.
I have to know what's going on in offense to understand what I need to defend.
Awesome.
It's like football, Jen.
I know. I was going to say, because we don't manage it here doesn't mean we're not involved. So that's awesome. What are some of the most meaningful projects that you've worked on?
Recently, it's been pretty exciting for me. We've let a very large contract for our latest technology that we have named Shark Cage. This is... And I don't even want to tell you where the name came from, and it really doesn't align to the mission of this capability.
Did it come from Finding Nemo? That is what I need to know.
Let's say yes. That is exactly where it came from. So we let that contract to deliver a capability that's going to ensure incident handling and response, to ensure that they're searching through our networks, finding any bad things that are going on in our networks, and then we can counter.
The people that are searching, those are the ones you refer to as the detectives in the division? Yeah.
Okay. And the only reason I do that is because we built a slide a good time back, and when talking about incident handling and response, we had a private eye with a magnifying glass on the... And so I've always just considered, okay, that's the detective side. We've got the gate, we've got network defense, which is going to be a boundary, but then we always need somebody. If somebody does jump that fence, how do we find them?
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be involved in cybersecurity.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that everybody needs to be involved with delivering their own cybersecurity solutions to any product within the Navy. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done over the last year or two is started to consolidate the delivery of cybersecurity tools within our Cybersecurity Program Office. And I think that's a great thing for the Navy so that we don't confuse our sailors. Mm-hmm. We can develop the relationships with our vendors. ASNRDA recently assigned us to take on two additional very large cybersecurity programs, and I think that's a real win for certainly us and PEOC-4I and NAVWAR, but the Navy as well.
That's awesome.
And who's ASNRDA?
Right now it's Secretary Girton.
Okay.
And so the memo came from him last March and said, PEOC-4I, you will take these programs, which means we've got to partner with other areas of the Navy, we call systems commands, other acquisition offices that we call PEOs, and bring all of their talent to bear on this. It's not simply something within PEOC-4I and our NAVWAR claimancy that's going to be able to deliver on these products. We're now working across the systems commands and across the PEOs in the Navy to deliver.
How do you stay ahead of the curve? You were talking about there's offense and defense. And so how do you manage to try to stay at least one or two steps ahead of the adversaries?
Yeah. You're talking to your daughters, like, if you want good job security, right, you're always needed. I mean, with AI and all the stuff that's brought, like, it seems like it's a rapidly evolving profession. Yeah.
It's a fight every day, and every day we find new threats and something different. And so we're often chasing the threat. Is that against all threats? No, I think we can stay ahead of many. But when we're talking about nation state actors and peer adversaries, we've got to learn every day and apply different techniques, different methods, different tools every day. Because we can't stay ahead of every threat, we have to have good reaction, right? Yeah. And a good recovery mechanism. And so we put those in place through our fleet operators in concepts of operation, working with the other agencies to ensure that we've always got the latest intelligence so that we can at least focus on the areas that we're concerned there's going to be activity on any given day so that when they do get in, we can stop it and minimize damage.
If somebody's listening in who's been thinking about or maybe has just started their journey in developing a career in cybersecurity, what advice would you give them in terms of like skills or certifications that would be helpful to them to make themselves as marketable as possible to be hired into a position like this?
Whether you go into private industry and protect banking or protect information that folks don't want to get out, or you come into the services, the agencies to protect our national security information, which I'd prefer you do.
Right.
I would prefer that you come in and serve. You can also do it within our services, within, you know, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines. It's extremely valuable and rewarding. I don't care where you go, just stay on track and do it. Protect our lives when we're fighting wars, et cetera. Please do it.
So how would you summarize for Cybersecurity Month? What would be your biggest takeaway you want people to have from this podcast?
I like Cybersecurity Month because it's awareness. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to stay aware. If you're looking at a link on your computer, if you're looking at a link on your phone and it just doesn't look right, don't click it. Cybersecurity, not only is it everybody's job, but the one time that you go, I knew I shouldn't have clicked on that link, that's going to be the time that it's too late. Cybersecurity Month, I'm all about awareness. This month, you better be thinking about what you're doing on your devices.
And all months.
True. Yes.
And days.
This is to remind us that it's not a one in 12 months you do it and the others you're okay to do whatever. You're not free. Stay diligent.
If anybody is interested in getting into a career with any of the fields that NAVWAR covers, including our warfare centers in San Diego and Charleston, Google NAVWAR, and you will have a bunch of links that you can explore, do some research about what opportunities are available NAVWAR-wide and how you get in and how we can get a look at your resume. And actually, the best part of this is you don't actually have to go to USA Jobs for us to see your resume. We have specific repositories that you guys can submit your resumes to that we'll get them. We'll get them to the people like Jeff to say, here you go. You got a lot of people who are interested in getting into cybersecurity. Have at it.
That is awesome. And across NAVWAR and all the claimancies that were just mentioned, we've had several times over the last 10 years that I've been here where we've had hiring freezes, but not in cybersecurity.
That's true. There's
always a way to bring you in if you're in cybersecurity. We need you.
Yeah.
Actually, Department of Defense has identified cybersecurity occupations as a critical occupation.
That's right.
Given what we probably are knowing what's on the horizon, we need the best and brightest so we don't have time to play around.
Well, thank you so much for everything.
Appreciate it. This was fun.
I really enjoyed this podcast.
Thank you. I learned a lot.
I learned a lot more about PMW 130, so now I feel extra smart today.
Thanks. Definitely. Invite me back next year.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. We will.
Maybe before. You know, right. Like I said, let's not wait a year.
Hey, I got other topics. This isn't my only topic.
Yeah, right. You have ideas, let us know. We're all ears. And these things give me an opportunity to learn more in the weeds about what NAVWAR does and how we defend our nation. So
good. Thanks.
Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy day.